cold of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. On February the 15th, 2008, for those who have just tuned in, I was on earlier, actually an hour ago, I finished the second hour, and I was talking about sterilization that's now been advocated for young females. Something they're trying to get on the books. Temporary, of course, temporary sterilization. But you know that nothing is temporary once you get something on the books, because this was advocated in Britain, of all places, where everyone is dependent upon a national health system, which is run by the government. And once they have you on something, I'll guarantee you, you'll have to apply to have it reversed. Or you can't stop it, or continue by itself. You can't trust these characters as far as you can throw them, and by the size of them, on the big fat salaries, that's not very far. So you have to start using your own common sense. It's time the common people use their common sense. Instead of trusting the experts, you know, the big shepherds, the wolves in sheep's clothing that guide us down this terrible path that was planned a long time ago, where they want to annihilate all the useless eaters. You know, all those folk at the bottom, they just don't fit in to an updated mechanical or even electronic New World Order. We don't need all those laboring types anymore with the low IQs. I mean, I'm not kidding. This is how they talk about us all. And they want to start sterilizing people and getting us used to the idea of it. After all, the young girls are having a good time. So why, what's wrong in just sterilizing them temporarily? Look into the Daily Mail report that I mentioned on that previous show, just if we finished an hour ago. I also mentioned a book put out about Charles Darwin and the whole evolution theory nonsense by Ian Taylor. The full title of the book is In the Minds of Men, Darwin and the New World Order. Excellent book to read. Try and get it at your library if you can, or used, or if it's not in print, you could order it. I don't get anything for anything I advocate here at all. I don't get paid for what I do, so people should realize that I live on selling my own books, which you can get on my website. You'll find out how to order, or you can send donations to me. It's also on my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Look into Alan Watt's Sentient Sentinel, my other site, where you can get the languages of Europe have basically transcribed all my different talks, at least not all of them, but they're catching up quickly. And you can print them up and pass them around to your friends in the different languages of Europe. Quite a good way to get the message out, because we're living in such a transient phase now. We're speeding up. Nothing is still for a day. Day to day, being bombarded by a coordinated media, like a coordinated barrage of information, which is meant really to guide our thoughts. It's not our thoughts at all, it's their thoughts, which become our thoughts. And we work their plan into existence by accepting what the experts tell us, step by step by step. It's pretty, pretty disgusting, but it's also very perfected in its technique. Been on the go for an awful long time. So they're in Australia, they're trying to bring in an electronic form of basically sterilizing the males, where someone with a remote on and off button, like a doctor's office, can trigger you so that the sperm can come through, or it won't come through the vas deferens. And this is how far they're going with all of this. And I'll guarantee you that the people at the bottom will be told it's a good thing for them, and they'll believe the experts again. It's always the same con job. We'll be back with more after the following messages.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from The Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hello, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. I was talking in the last couple of hours that I filled in for John Stadmiller about the sterilization amongst one of the topics, really how the whole generation they're now targeting for sterilization was encouraged, and so was the previous generation, to do nothing but indulge in sex, sex, sex. That was highly promoted, heavily promoted, really from the 60s onwards, incessant from the top down, not from the bottom up. Everything comes from the top in culture creation to get to the particular desired effects occurring within society so they can then present you with what they wanted all along, the solutions. The solutions they've written so much about to start bringing down the population of what they think of as useless eaters, those who simply won't fit in to a technological type, New World Order, a Brave New World. All the laboring type classes that H.G. Wells spoke about in some of his various books, fiction and non-fiction. And they've trained children to put all of their information up on the internet. Because in this brave new world, everything about you and everyone else is supposed to be made available to the authority. The authority. The world authority. The world authority that's already here, just lurking behind the fronts that still remain, the fronts, the old fronts of governments, of nations. The big authority is behind them all, set up, waiting to go. And all this stuff to do with telephones all going down, then the internet. internet going down and so on as tailors get slashed, and satellites even today getting revamped. It's all to do with the National Security Agency piping all information through the same system, which will be theirs. They want the first dibs at all the info that's going around the world, because we're living in an age where you'll be controlled completely from birth to death, eventually, by governmental authorities. And how are they training the children to do this? Well, they've trained them to forget all about privacy. They don't know what privacy means. This is an article from the WashingtonPost.com, and it was written on January the 24th. The title is, In Cyberspace, Everyone Can Hear You Scream, by Mark Fisher. Now, they say the kid, everybody says the kid, and I refuse to go along with the dehumanizing neologisms. A kid is a young goat, which dehumanizes the child. So I'll replace it with the proper words. The child knows no boundaries, but neither does the adult. The high school senior is so lost in a hyper-public YouTube world that he thinks nothing of forwarding a private phone call to the entire planet. The wife of the Fairfax County Schools Administrator the child called at home is understandably miffed about the invasion into her private sphere, yet she returns fire with a shockingly disproportionate blast of rage. Every once in a while, a story confronts us with just how deeply divided we are, and how little we realize it. In Washington Post reporter Michael Allison Chandler's tale of how Lake Braddock Secondary School senior Devraj Corey called the chief operating officer of the Fairfax system to ask why schools weren't shut during last week's light snowfall. There are no good guys, meaning out there. There's only a confrontation with the gulfs that separate digital children from analog parents and new concepts of community from old notions of responsibility. No one in a story like this sees himself as having done wrong. When Corey called Administrator Dean his dad's home number to voice his opinion that school ought to be closed, he thought he was standing up for himself and his fellow students, just as adults often encourage children to do. The idea that he crossed a line by calling an adult home is an alien concept to people who chronicle their every social encounter on Facebook or MySpace. We are the cell phone generation, Corey said. We are used to being reached at all times. Now, as one reader put it, who has a home phone anymore? Nor would someone who thinks like that pause before posting on YouTube the intemperate response he received his adolescent plea for a snow day. Similarly, when Candy, his dad, returned Corey's call and left a message referring to the students, her husband serves as snotty-nosed little brats, and I'd call it to get over it, she would call a kid, and go to school. She could not have imagined that her righteous tirade would be enshrined on the web and on page one of the Washington Post. It used to be we could have an inappropriate or rude conversation with someone and it would stay private, said Ron McLean, director of the Parkmount School in the district and the parent of teenagers in the Montgomery County Schools. There's a much fuzzier line between public and private now. This is a case where the technology has outpaced our ability to cope with its effects. As parents, we're way behind. At home and at work, McLean says, he sees boundaries dissolving. I send my child a text message and expect an answer at the end of the day, but I hear right back while he's in English class. I didn't mean for that to happen, but for children, that's how they converse. They don't leave their friends like we did to go home to your family and to your homework. The conversations just keep going all through the night. In the Fairfax case, the child was clearly out there. Blame technological change all you want, but even today, most teens wouldn't dare call a school administrator at home. Heck, most teens I know consider phone conversations as enticing as a bowl of anthrax. When it comes to speaking to anyone in authority, if they can't type it, they'd rather not say it. Corey was out to press some buttons. So this is as much a matter of etiquette as digital revolution. Some readers think Corey will get his in a few years when he's on the job market. Employers will Google him and toss him his summary in the trash. One online commenter said, technology bites both ways, and they say quit again. That may be an overly optimistic reading. That kind of chutzpah may reward him in a culture where people value that kind of cheeky behavior, McLean says. Heaven help us, or maybe teachers can still help. Julie Good, who runs a program at Richard Montgomery High School in Rockville that trains students interested in being teachers, agrees that boundaries have shifted, but says that teachers who move in step with young people will usually be rewarded with civil and appropriate behavior. I gave my children my cell phone, my office phone, my home phone, my 3 emails, and my Facebook, she says. This is a 24/7 job. I've never had a problem with children abusing it. As for the YouTube posting the Fairfax case, hey, it's called freedom of speech, Good says, reminding me that at this age, impulse control hasn't kicked in fully. And it goes on and on and on, but what's telling me really is that the boundaries that used to be there, the protected privacy, particularly social norms, you learned them as you grew up, have disappeared. And the children themselves are used to talking to or having information put up there for thousands to see. They don't understand what privacy is anymore. And that is a tyrant's dream. A tyrant's dream. Tyrants all down through the ages, and that goes for the authorized ones too, and the ones who wear crowns and all the rest of it, used to hire thousands of spies. Sometimes in a city like London, they had 1,500 spies, full-time in the 1800s and the early 1900s, just going around bars and listening to the gossip to keep the tabs on everything that was happening. Now they don't have to do that anymore. We give them all information they need to know about what we're doing, what we're thinking. Are we adapting to all our indoctrinations? Are we copying all the media spin that we're given? Do we parrot it back to our friends? It's perfect for the tyrant to keep tabs on everything. Never happened before. And most of all, it was planned this way. Planned this way. A long, long, long time ago. 100 years ago, some of them even had inklings into the type of technology that would be used and gave these little impressions of what they thought was going to come in order to do it. H.G. Wells thought they'd have to do it simply by mandating and even government so huge, so incredibly huge, even local government, that they need permission from various departments of bureaucracies to do anything. We thought that was a swell idea. Now we have the semblance of a freedom, but in reality, your life is an open book. What you eat, what you buy, and most folk now are cashless. They don't use paper money or anything else at all. It's all cashless. As long as it's made convenient, they will sell their souls. They'll give all of their information out there for all to see. They have nothing to hide. They'll tell the authorities. They'll tell you. You have nothing to hide. Missing the main point that privacy is also a survival mechanism. You need privacy to survive. You need to retain your own thoughts to survive in this world. Never mind the crazy people that are out there, you have to mix with too. But you also have to retain little intuitions and listen to them and don't voice them to other people as regards to what's happening around you in your immediate environment or what you feel is coming down the pipe towards you. The government will have a field day and are having a field day through the agencies that are above, in fact, governments, like the National Security Agency, which really is an international security agency, probably the international one, in fact. All info has been piped through the same systems to make it easier to collect all data across the whole planet on every single being. And that's just part of the Brave New World. It's disgusting to read about it many years ago, what they plan to do. It's even more disgusting having to live through it. It's like a rerun to a few people like myself. Be back with more after the following messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And I was just informed that this voice distortion going on is an odd phenomenon that's been happening today, because I know the satellites, for instance, were out this morning. That's for uploading to the internet where I am, and I think they're probably rerouting stuff back through the NSA, etc. And now the voice, which is going through regular telephone, has got some kind of echo and distortion on it, so there's nothing much I can do about that right now. That's out of my hands and out of the technician's hands, I think. It's somewhere in between where the routing is going on. And I've noticed that before, over this last couple of years, odd phenomenon happening like that. Even all the servers, I am sure, have got special routers going all the way through the NSA. Everything is being routed through the big agencies now for total information network. And we're the last to know anything about it. That one day will be a way to punish people for speaking out, in fact, will be to cut you off from any means of speaking out until you start behaving yourself. Social approval, social disapproval, that's what they'll use, I'm sure. But I'll take a caller now. I've got Mike from Maryland. Are you there, Mike?
Yes, thanks for taking the call. I really enjoy listening to your program. It's really interesting. I noticed that you'd like to talk a lot about authors, and you obviously well read, and not as well read as maybe some people, but maybe better than others. But I thought I'd mention this one author to you and maybe get your opinion on him. What do you think of his quality of writing, or if he has a certain message, or if you think he's under control of the New World Order. But the author I have in mind is Hermann Hesse.
Yes.
You read his books, and what's your opinion on him?
On what the particular topic, though, on autism?
The author, Hermann Hesse. Well, what's your opinion on him? He wrote Siddhartha, Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
He's a novelist. I just was wondering, what do you think of him as an author, and do you think he's part of the cabal or part of the New World Order crowd, or do you think he's an independent author?
I would imagine anyone who claims to fame and who is put out there to do, especially something or someone who's pushing what used to be called the sort of New Age phenomenon, generally is authorized by the top. You see, MI5 and CIA and MI6 came out not long ago admitting that most of the most famous authors for novels and so on, and even poets and even non-fiction writers of the 20th century were paid by these agencies. And they were given information and told to write around them and put out to the public. So anyone who is really made so highly famous, it takes big money to promote you to the top. You understand? A lot of money passes hands, and you don't just make it like stardom. Nothing happens in stardom unless you're made a star, and it's pretty well the same in the whole writing business. You know?
Okay, well, his last book that he wrote is pretty interesting, The Glass Bead Game. And it's kind of a post-apocalyptic picture of Western Europe, where Europe is recovering from a devastating war, probably nuclear, and there's been a host of famines and diseases, and there's kind of like a renaissance of sorts going on in Western Europe. And the main character is called Magister Lodi, and basically what happens is there's these learning centers that spring up around these revitalized cities, and they kind of combine Eastern mysticism with kind of like a New Age form of Christianity.
I know. You see, this stuff, they started turning this stuff in the late 1800s out to the public. It's just the same reiteration of a predictive programming, getting me used to some apocalyptic type of idea, and then it giving you this this new rosy, wonderful community that's going to come out of it. H.G. Wells was doing the same thing with Shape of Things to Come.
Sure. Well, it was a really interesting book. I mean, he's a good writer. I've read all of
them. They're all good writers, but the point is, you see, it's predictive programming.
Sure.
It gets you used to scenarios still to come, but they always twist the outcome and make you actually work towards it, thinking it's going to be a wonderful thing.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and they do it very well. They're very enticing. They're very good writers.
Yeah.
And big, big authors are paid to do this. They're instructed to do this. In fact, the big publishers, I've had authors write me and tell me that the big publishing companies have approached them to write material just like the stuff you've talked about.
The reason I brought that up, because you were playing a song by Steppenwolf earlier in your program, and that's where the rock group got its name from, the Hermann Hesse novel.
Yep.
I just thought I'd ask you about that. Well, thanks a lot, and I appreciate your input. You have a good day.
You too. Yeah, thanks, Colin. And that's the game we live in. We do love this kind of stuff. We lap it up. And Plato said thousands of years ago that was a technique that he used then too, was to simply make everyone attend theaters. There were traveling theaters in ancient Greece, and they watched the public emulate the actors, emulate the dress and fashion that was shown to them, and when they introduced new words and so on, they'd start all using the new words, especially the youth, and the youth would go away humming the songs that they heard during the play. These are ancient techniques, because most of the thoughts that we have are not our own, and especially those that fascinate us, and we start to love them. They can grab our fantasies so well. So well. Back with more after these messages.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. As I feel, it's difficult, from the last caller, it's difficult to not get lost in a good novel or a good movie. For a lot of people, they get totally lost in it because it's meant to be fascinating. We do identify with everything that's in it. And we don't realize that our minds get shaped primarily through fantasy and fiction. It's an old technique. It works very well. And think back on the old Star Trek series and how that really did impact a whole generation who became addicted to it. Great stories, which all relate to the human interest parts of the stories contained in each drama. And they were really showing you a multicultural world with the big empire trading. Free trade, you see, was behind it all. And they were out there getting new contacts, bringing them into the Federation of Free Trade. And anyone who didn't join was ugly and bad and nasty. And that's what portrayed there. That's how we get our thoughts. That's how we're conditioned for things in real life that are happening. And we start to parrot what we see. We even reenact in their own lives situations as we saw the actors portray certain situations in dramas. That's what soaps are all about, too. Now go back to the lines, and we've got Megan in Pennsylvania there. Are you there?
Hello, Alan.
Yes.
Hi, I wondered if they were messing with your phone. And also, just a week or so ago, you kept coming up that on your website that you exceeded your bandwidth.
Yeah.
But it did go right over to the net, dot net.
Uh-huh. Are you using a what kind of phone are you using there?
Well, I'm using an AT&T phone. Oh, it's a portable phone.
Portable, yeah. I'm getting the same distortion as I think listeners are getting from me.
Yeah. The man sounded all right to talk to me, though. But anyway, you were mentioning Star Trek.
Yeah.
And weren't they going to cancel that, or it was on a year, you know, cancel it, and they claim so many people wrote in, and then they kept it on? Or would you think that was just a publicity?
I'm sure everything is publicity that happens in it. As I say, the whole point of Star Trek was just very, very good predictive programming of things to come, right down to having 7 of 9 in the later series, part cyborg and all of that kind of stuff. And that's how we accept science as it's eventually given to us, because we've seen it portrayed through novels and so on, but where it didn't seem so bad. We don't think there's any nefarious purpose behind it, because it was given to us through fantasy.
Yeah. Now, there was just more college shooting again in this country, and I wondered, what do you think, how do you think they put them up to that, those kids that go nuts?
The ones that go nuts?
Yeah.
Well, you always find the same story that they're on. They're all visiting psychiatrists.
That's the first thing they put down, that they were on medication.
Yeah, they're on Prozac, or one of the various varieties that all come under the Prozac group. And they have long histories. They're all into certain things on the internet. You know that the school shooters at the Columbine were into the trench coat mafia, and one supposed other singer or something as well that was into some rather awful stuff. And they portrayed what they were going to do in a school video long before they actually did it. So they were asked. All the children were asked to enact in a video what they'd like to do, and these guys went through the school with pretend rifles shooting everybody a year before they actually did it for real.
Wow. What do you think about the cattle and animal mutilations? Do you think it's the government doing that?
Of course it is.
Oh! And what do? That to scare people?
Scare them. They do a lot of stuff to hide their tracks, to throw them off the track that the UFOs are made here, and to fascinate people who get into all the different mysteries of it all. But it's all done by government agencies. These things are burned out by a laser, that they're surgically removed. But they're also the parts that would be removed if you were testing for radiation, too, in an area, and that's the interesting part about it.
Yeah. And I just have one more question. What do you think of those intention studies, you know, where they put... label the water with, like, love, or and then they put negative words on other bottles, and they claim that it changes the crystals in the water, that either that Japanese man who has the special camera equipment to take pictures of them, and they label the bottles. Did you hear about that?
I didn't hear about that. Is it something that's being sold, or just a...
It's intention, like when you put your intention to something. Lynn McTaggart and Gary Schwartz are doing studies on it.
To see if the contents or the elements could be changed in the water?
Well, what they do is they put labels on the bottle, like love or hope, and they claim it changes the... they claim that it changes the water.
Oh, yeah, I know. They've done all these gimmicks for the last 100 years. And they keep recycling the same gimmicks with different people's names on it. Because we're supposed to be so punch drunk with stupidity that we can't tell the difference between fantasy and pretense anymore and reality. And this is the rehashed old nonsense that they've been doing forever.
No kidding. Well, I love animals, so you give Hamish a hug and a kiss for me.
I will do.
Okay, good night.
Bye now. Now we've got Bill from, is it Idaho, or is it Young's Idaho?
Yes, good for you.
How are you?
Not so bad, to coin a phrase.
Yeah.
I just wanted the younger people that are just now having the honor, pleasure to be able to listen to you to understand how very important the discussion in regard to the predictive programming must be, considering Mike McConnell in the morning, Saturday morning, premier Fox Radio, 590 AM out of Spokane. I'm sure it's all over the nation. I'd love to get a clip of that. 3 or 4 weeks ago, they had the 9/11 Cincinnati group on, supposedly. A gentleman that's in 9/11 very heavily, engineering and architecture, claims he had never heard of Cincinnati 9/11. But in the program, prior to having the 9/11 Cincinnati supposed people on, who were not nearly as prepared as the young gentleman that was on Republic last night with Mike Chambers, and I hope people listen to that very closely on archive, was interviewing ostensibly a 9/11 Cincinnati, but prior to that, McConnell was giving a soliloquy in his usual nasty, boisterously belligerent radio form, and in doing so, was ostensibly talking over a very young, wimpy, soft male voice that obviously was not in the conversation. In preparation for the 9/11 Cincinnati supposed people, 9/11 truth, who were not nearly as prepared, there were three of them and one of him. And we talked over them, and, you know, the usual authoritarian mind control delivery. And that goes back to your discussion in regard to the unwashed, the unaware, the unprepared, or the uncaring, being totally mind controlled, and the discussion that you were talking about in regard to this predictive programming that comes on stronger and stronger.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then people, too, get called from the 9/11 movement. It's fine to always understand where one big part, one obvious part of this agenda was ticked off. That was the big celebration for the big boys, ticking that one off with massive destruction, which they wrote about in advance in the New American Century program. But the thing is, too, we've got to realize where it's all supposed to be going. We have to fight the war that's going on right now rather than just trying to get these guys to come out and tell us the truth. They won't do that. They won't come out and admit to it. All they have to do is keep ridiculing it and saying nothing. And meanwhile, look what's happened since 9/11. That's what we have to stop, because we know where it's going right now. We're kind of looking back at the casualties from 2001, and we don't see those casualties occurring every day, every rampage across this agenda, which is taking everybody's rights away, and we're going into an ID'd world where you won't be able to move or even go into a store without that ID on you.
Well, that AE911Truth.com group has now gotten such a level of recognition and documentation that they have a situation where they are placing this at a congressional record and documenting all those that receive it, so that when the war crimes trials begin, everybody will know who's who in the zoo. Obviously, there won't be that many available, but the record will be very complete. I would only ask you, if you get a chance, to maybe plug AETFA BBC, where they hung that poor young lady in Iran, and have these young people understand where these Nazis planned this country to go.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about where we're supposed to be going with this agenda. And they hope to terrify the entire population into utter compliance with it, yeah.
There's a very nice website, Gun Owners of America.
Yeah, but don't sit here and just plug site after site, you know. don't just come on and plug site after site. That's what the internet's for, is for folk to do all their own searching as well.
I was just hoping that they would get involved and maybe try to mitigate some of the catastrophe that you're trying to warn them of.
Yeah, and first they've got to realize that what you're talking to is to a public that can't really differentiate what their rights are anymore. Most people think their rights are the right to play around, have good fun, go to work, come home and enjoy themselves, and leave all the big problems to the special people that come out of special rooms above them.
Yeah,
that's how they've been trained. And they have to start taking back the fact that they are responsible for their own lives, which means they have a big say on what happens in their own lives. That's where it's got to start. It isn't going to start with firearms. It's going to start with what
happens. I agree.
It's how you perceive yourself. If you can't perceive yourself as a sovereign being with as much right to exist as the Queen of England, then you don't have a chance. You don't have a foot to stand on.
Well, your point's very, very well taken, and I sincerely appreciate all your efforts for the Republic.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. And that's the bottom line here. You see, you can watch all the big movements, or even not so big movements. Movements start and come and they go, and generally they falter away through lack of finance until the next catastrophe comes along, and another group forms and takes over, and now we're all focused on the next catastrophe. I'm sure when they start releasing plagues, we'll have inquiries into that don't make any sense either. And then more groups will form. But God, it's a continuum here. It's a continuum of not just what's happened. It's where all of this is intended to go. And we see what's happening in the daily papers as to the fact we're losing all our rights, all our privacy at an incredible rate, according to plan, because it's all been written about long ago. And we're sitting back, taking it. We're also concentrating on what's happened in 2001. We don't see the casualties that's happening by the day, or the fact that, well, why not concentrate on the fact that your troops are all over in the Middle East and they want to conquer Iran next and then go after Syria and a few other countries. Why not concentrate on that main point? Because once the last of those countries go under and get made part by force of the international banking system, the World Bank, and their culture has changed as well, then we have nothing to compare our own culture to. In the past, it was easy to look somewhere else and say, my goodness, we have it good here. But when you don't have anyone to compare your culture or your way of living to, then you're in the dark. You're in the dark ages once again, where the ones at the top dictate to you, and they'll tell you how good you have it, and you'll believe them. That's the sad truth of that. Now I've got Derek in Vermont here. Are you there, Derek?
Yeah, I'm here. It's good to talk to you. I'm here still. I'm sorry I didn't listen to your show, but I just wanted to just say that it's really disheartening when you talk to your friends who are pretty close to awake, but it's like there's so much that they want to hold on to that they can't really. They can't go that step further that will make them really try to understand, like, how serious the situation is.
Yeah. I caught bits of that because we're getting this distortion again. It's all this distortion that's coming through. Could you try and reiterate some of that there?
Yeah, Alan. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, keep talking.
Okay, well, I was just talking about how when you're trying to, like, relay the message to the people who are so close to awake, you know, they understand so much of what you're saying, but then let's say you try and point them to the sky when the air assault is really bad, and they kind of look back down, you know, although they get most of what you're saying, there's some things that they can't let go of.
They can't let go of, and also, here's another thing, too, when you think an organization has started up, and it's a natural phenomenon. When people think an organization has started up, it's just like a political party. If they seem to be speaking for you, you sit back
And you do. You go back into your old way of life thinking something's been taken care of on my behalf by other people. You see? And
okay.
So you're quite correct. They follow what seems to be almost a courtroom drama where you have various groups trying to demand of the government that they start to admit and fess up on things. And that's not going to happen because the whole intent of starting a war is not just the start of it, it's all the plans that you want to implement once it's happened. You have an awful lot of laws to toss in the old fire once this is over that's been passed that we don't want on the books. And that would take years to unravel and years to get it all into that old furnace and turned into smoke so that we can start breathing again more freely and have room to move around. And so it's a human thing to gravitate towards what seems to be popular groups. And as you say, meanwhile, they're being sprayed every day from the skies, which I think, personally, is going to have the most detrimental effect on our health that probably worse than any plague could have. Hold on, and we'll finish this part after these messages.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And Derek from Vermont, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you made a good point there, because the war is still going on, and meanwhile it's going on every day. It didn't stop back in 2001. We're being poisoned from the air on a daily basis. I see the effects on people around.
I know that when they turn into zombies and become all tired and lethargic, people are complaining of various problems with their muscles. They get cramps in their legs and so on. That's all new. It's pretty widespread. Lots of people have got skin problems, breaking out. Bronchial problems are rampant. And no one wants to talk about the war that's happening over our heads every day because no big group has come up to make it popular. And that's how people are. They follow the big groups just like they follow the stars. It's a sad phenomenon, but it's true.
Yeah, I know. Actually, my daughter has some pretty serious illness, Alex. We had quite the show up at the ER. Of course, it seemed like it was a natural thing for people to be bringing their young ones in there. But what wasn't natural is that, what was funny is they had a cop, EMT, I guess, sit in on a visit, which I guess isn't really regular, but that was pretty interesting. But yeah, this spraying is, it's a little bit too much to believe, I guess. I don't know if they're waiting for some scientists to come out and tell them it's all right or what, but,
I know, and that's how the public will be. Or some famous person stands up and has a group behind them to make it popular because people follow the stars. You cannot follow the stars. You're still getting your plumber on to tell you what's happening. Just because a star is a star doesn't mean you have any insight into what's happening in the world. But that's how the public are led. They've been taught to worship them. And I understand exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
Well, thanks for being Alan, and I'll talk to you again.
Thanks for calling. And I've heard some stars brought on shows, and you know, you have the usual thing, famous people and so on. And they talk about one particular subject, but you can tell that they have no clue about the bigger part of the agenda or what's even happening in the weather control department or the fact that they're being sprayed from the skies every day as part of this great ongoing manipulation of the weather. I've watched for the last few days, the spraying in the skies. I've got lots of reports from the States. They're building up a storm, and sure enough, they're talking about it hitting Ontario come Monday. And for the weather department to be right on anything, it used to be fantastic. It was generally a toss of the coin to see if they're right or wrong. And now they have it pretty well worked out because the storms now are created. They're created and manipulated. And look into the various mainstream newspapers. See the articles that were printed up on weather modification. Go back through them. Look at the one that the U.S. Air Force came out with in mainstream when they said that shortly they would own, not control, but own the weather. And that was about 4 years ago now. Well, guess what? They actually do. We're watching China going through one of the biggest, worst winters they've ever had. 8 million people left homeless. And the beautiful government that's for the people just can't do anything to actually help them because they're just peasants and so on. All the trains have come to a standstill, all buses have stopped. And yet China's talking about manipulating the weather for the Olympic Games to get them good weather when it comes. Well, if they can do it, guess what they can do with snow. From Hamish myself, up in Ontario, Canada, after a pretty bad telephone night, because the telephones are all screwy, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.